Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Feels so good, John Lopez, to be here on a Victory Football Friday. Your 6-5 Houston Texans. Man, I look, I just wanted to yell directly into the microphone. I had a mind to just like, because there's a visceral.
Nah, don't do it, man.
There's a visceral. Well, not into the microphone.
I'm a little professional.
Bit, yeah. Yeah. Just like, ah!
Are you gonna say let's go like all the
no, because if
youngsters
I go
like to do?
If I youngsters, dude, we've been doing let's go for like
when you were a youngster
40 years, man. What do you mean? What a time.
Are you gonna say see you?
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Your Houston Texans above 500 with the win of the season to this point.
Mm-hmm.
A 23-19 victory over the Buffalo Bills at NRG Stadium. It's an island game. The entirety of the world had their eyes upon the Houston Texans, and boy, do the Houston Texans look pretty.
Yeah, look, let's end something today. Let's accomplish something. Let's stop something. Listen, Houston, we do not have to put qualifiers or conditions or yeah buts at all anymore. With this team.
Go ahead and at me.
The defense was that good. The stage and the way you won it and the star power was that good. They can win a game, any game, against anyone, including that game. And you know what I'm talking about. This is that good of a defense. This is that good of a defense. You can get to and win a Super Bowl with this team. If last night didn't prove it, nothing will.
You know what the question that I have, it's a very simple question. Get involved. 713-572-4610 is the text line. And then also appreciation to the Mulcair Andrew Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610 and the Twitch chat 610 Houston. Simple question. Do you believe?
I just said it.
Do you believe?
If you didn't believe me, the way I was talking around it, let me just say it outright. I believe. I believe this is one of the greatest defenses we will ever see in this city. I believe this is that was a masterpiece last night. I believe it was a message. I believe it was a statement. It was something that sent a message to the NFL world. You do not want to play this team. I believe this is an all-time great defense. And with an all-time great defense, there are no conditions and no qualifiers. None.
Like the thing about this defense, funny enough, is I look at it and I go, There's definitely some things, and I know when you're talking about no qualifying, I think that I very much sit within that. I'm always trying to look at the totality of it and all right, but what are the other sides of this so I'm not missing things or what have you. And there's places where you can go where you talk about a, you know, third and a fourth and a mile that gets picked up on a hook and lateral, or even the Khalil Shakir, you know, kind of orbit motion into this dump off in the outside and like having him go for a bit. There are portholes in the Death Star that happens, but that requires you to acknowledge that's a bleeping Death Star over there on defense. Like, this is evil empire type defense level that you're looking at over there. And so when I tend to be a doubting Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that I go about things, I want a preponderance of evidence before I jump into some places. Like, I want to put my hands on the nail holes.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like that was the type of game that gives it to you. You realize the reason why the Buffalo Bills were an incredible running team, are an incredible running team? That offensive line over there, they bully folks.
Yep.
Like, Deion Dawkins bullies folks. Old boy on the other side, whose names I keep forgetting, bullies folks. Connor McGovern bullies folks. Brother, I mean, there's a play where Danielle Hunter gets a sack. Danico Autry goes through Connor McGovern. Yeah. He curls up in a ball.
Yeah.
They bullied some bullies in this game.
They absolutely did. And, you know, you talk about, you know, you like to maybe say, yeah, what if this and how about that? Those are still there. What I'm saying is this defense individually and collectively is good enough that by the end of the year, if not starting today, we're going to say, yeah, 2025 Texans, 2000 Ravens, the Legion of Boom, Seahawks, some of those
12?
Broncos teams. It is on that level, Reggie, I'm telling you. This is one of those things where, and I'm not exactly always, you know, speaking in superlatives about a team. You know, you always try to find, you know, the what ifs. But let's look at it individually. I was thinking about this morning. I think there's three All-Pro players on this defense right now. If you had the vote today, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and Derek Stingley Jr. Those are All-Pros. That's three on the same defense. I think there's probably five, maybe more, Pro Bowl caliber players on this defense. Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Petrie, when healthy, obviously, and he will be. Sheldon Rankins, Kalen Bullock, maybe Al Shaair. You're talking about eight or nine guys on the same defense that are among the best at what they do individually in the entire NFL. That is next level. That, getting back to my first point, no more qualifiers. You can win any game you play. Any game you play, including that one.
Brother, that's like Josh Allen. Look, you had the most sacks that Josh Allen has taken in his career.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that game. Right? Like, that is wild. Mm. This Josh Allen led offense that admittedly had been up and down this season. We talked about it, but the high watermark for this offense and for Josh Allen and just what he can do is incredible. Without blitzing for the most part, like, and really just not even playing man. Like, they were in zone, one of those things that I was a little concerned about. They scored, 13 points, two touchdowns?
Well, they scored one touchdown on offense.
Oh, yeah, and then the field goals, right? Like, I was the idiot that said you would need 24 to win.
Were you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because really, if not for a special teams.
That was a bad take, Reggie.
If not for a special teams 98-yard return, like, you would have gotten over with 17.
Yeah. 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 No, absolutely. Here's another interesting thing about how this team fits in with aspirations and how good it can be. Not only is it a defense that can play at that level, this is a season in which, like, the best quarterbacks in the league are not on the best teams in the standings. Look at the standings. Like, outside of Matthew Stafford, there are not a lot of truly great quarterbacks. Defense is what this season is all about, and the Texans have the best one.
Well, I think, honestly, this defense is part of what this season is about. I think the season is about finding some level of consistency. Mm-hmm. I think that defense has been incredibly consistent. The interesting thing for me, right, because when I ask, do you believe – it's not, do you believe that this defense is incredible? We came into the season with that level of belief. Have they found a way to take that up a notch? I think so. There's some instances where I think they will tell you, hey, these individual instances of allowing a team to, you know, get out of the corner that we've put them in is problematic, and we need to fix those. But ultimately, they can clean up their own messes when they have the instance. But we knew that we were there with the defense. This team as a whole. And I think that's where the do you believe gets even more interesting, because in watching this game, yes, they were able to run the ball in a way because of the fact that the defense opposing you was not good at it. I think that they were frisky enough passing the football in certain instances that makes me look at what Nick Haley is doing here and go, okay, they're finding their footing. Is it great? No. I don't think that this is going to be a great offense at any point this year.
I don't think it has to be.
I don't think it's going to be particularly like a very good offense at any point this year.
Doesn't have to be.
But it could be near average, probably just below average, because they're starting to do some things schematically as well to help them create some things. And I think that they're finding ways to diversify a little bit more that makes it so that you can meet up with when this defense holds a team to 16, You can give me 20.
Let me convince you in audio form here, because you said, you mentioned Josh Allen. We've been talking about that. Most sacks of his life, at least his professional life. That reigning MVP coming off a 6-touchdown performance. Let's hear these. This is the best evidence I can give you why you can get to wherever you want with this team.
Here's Allen taking the snap. Allen with time. Allen scrambling around the backfield, and Allen's going to go down. Will Anderson Jr. pulls him back for a sack. How about that? To throw. Allen pocket collapsing. Allen escapes the sack. Allen backing up now, sliding to the left side, can't square up, and he's all the way deep in the backfield. He's finally brought down at the 24-yard line by Will Anderson Jr., the turn. Allen to throw. Allen looking, pocket collapsing. Allen escaping, and now he's finally sacked, brought down. Danielle Hunter brings down Josh Allen. A mini boot. Allen in the backfield in trouble. He goes down again. He's sacked by Henry To'oTo'o. Another sack on Josh Allen.
They are firing line.
And second and five. Allen in the pocket. Allen sacked again. They wrap him up. Josh Allen. First down at the Houston 20. Allen in the gun. Empty backfield. Pumps. Allen's going to go down again. Second down and 10. Bills from their 47. 109 to go. Texans leading 23. Allen to throw. Allen stepping up. He's got too much time. Now he's in trouble. Allen is going to go down to Neil Hunter. He brings him down. Third and 20. Bills from their 37. Allen with split backs. He's in the gun here. Pressure right up the middle. Allen flagged down. Allen sacked again at the 30-yard line.
Eight. Count them. Eight. If that doesn't convince you, I don't know what does. And largely with four men rushing. This is an epic time for Houston Texans fans. I've been there since day one. I've never quite seen anything like this. Yes, I saw J.J. Watt. Yes, I saw all of them. Mario Williams, man, all of them. I've never felt anything this good about a defense in my life.
I got a question for y'all, mm-hmm. because I agree with you. I feel like this defense is probably one of the best in this team's history. Do you feel like this puts a lot of pressure on the offense to kind of get it together too?
Pressure is, I mean, the pressure's probably been innate there anyways, but yeah, I mean, but I think it's the good
because
type
this
of pressure.
Is a historic defense at this point, man.
I think it's the appropriate type of pressure. And honestly, to some degree, no, because they have responsibilities. I don't think you get out there trying to just slack, right? You don't play at the highest levels of sport or any competition in order to just kind of cruise by. Like, you want to go out and put your best foot forward, and they mm-hmm. they will readily recognize that that's not been the case.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to be better versions of themselves. I mean, I think people with a reasonable mindset, you get in a group project, if you just being carried, you're like, hey, I don't like the way this feels.
Yeah.
And right now, I think that the offense understands that, right? And so, yes, there is a level of pressure to be better versions of themselves. I think that they're finding little ways to be better, right? Because I see the people, right? Because, again, the question is, do you believe, especially after a big-time victory against, I mean, look, that is a pretty good Bills team. I think we can understand, though, they're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
However, you look around the National Football League
right now.
There
are no perfect.
There are very, very few teams that I look at that I go really, really incredibly good.
Mm-hmm.
And when it, like, there might be a small handful of teams that I look at that I go, especially on the AFC side of things, that I look at and go, they're better than those Bills. And you handled them very, very well, right? I think that for me, that is where my belief starts to come in. And yes, there's some things that factor in, right? We talk about a Thursday night short week. I talked about how I felt like there was an advantage there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people on the text line felt like, hey, that's not nearly as big of an advantage. Look back to the Ravens last year. Okay, I can see, right? Same 4 days, mm-hmm. same team coming in. This looked different.
Yeah.
This looked significantly different than that.
It looked significantly different. It felt different. And really, that's where, you know, as fans, as people who have been covering this team and this game for a long time, It truly is a you know it when you see it thing. You know, I know what I'm looking at now. You know, there were some things, you know, that maybe we even defensively you could parse out and maybe this, maybe that, and is the offense going to be good enough? You talk about the offense, and we mentioned it yesterday. Can you get to 24? If you can get to 24, I think the Texans win every game in which they score at least 24 points. They win every game the rest of the way.
It's still going to be intriguing to see how that happens. Yeah. There's still a lot of questions to be answered, but the kernel of why I asked that question, do you believe, like, are you in a place where you believe that this is plausible? Not just possible like that. It's plausible. And I think for me, I'm reaching that threshold. Like, mm-hmm. Hell, it feels like they might have found an answer on this offensive line. That's one of the big things that we walked into a season.
We'll get to asking, that. Because that Colts game all of a sudden looks really important for C.J. Stroud because this line didn't give up a sack.
Right? Like, I think that's something that we look at. I think that the defense continually showing up is something we know. But also, this offense seems like it's finding some levels of competence within what they do, mm-hmm. some level of confidence even with what they do. What a breakout game for Jaden Higgins. There's so much to talk about within this game. And I want to know from you, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Bleep it. Hit the phone line. Let's I want to hear from you. Like, Let's do go. You believe in this Texans team, in their ability to make the playoffs, to make it interesting, to drag people to hell? I actually had a text from a friend. It was actually very fitting that this was a Battle Red game. In this island game, I had a friend text me about an hour into this game. And he asked, he was like, oh, so y'all playing in the Devil's Playground wearing these red uniforms? And I was like, yeah, they're dragging them to hell. And that's exactly what they did.
Yes, it is.
They dragged that team to hell, and they ultimately came out with it. So, like, do you believe? 713-572-4610. I want to hear from you. Let's keep talking about this as we go here on Sports Radio 610 on a football victory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friday. Yeah, it's a football Friday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Scratch that. Victory football Friday. The Texans get probably their biggest win of the season versus the Buffalo Bills, a 23-19 victory. They hold on late. Most sacks that Josh Allen has taken in his career, 8 of them things, spread out pretty evenly on that defense. You get to see a little Christian Kirk get active. You see Jaden Higgins have a little bit of a, do we call that a breakout performance?
Oh, yeah.
For the young man.
Oh, absolutely.
He run the ball pretty well.
Andre Ware was really proud.
It's like a
young boy growing up.
Oh, man.
What
kind of was.
What a performance. The question that I've been asking is,
welcome to the party, Christian Kirk.
Yeah, man.
About damn time, man. Yeah.
Question I've been asking is, do you believe, right? And I'm not saying, do you think that this is the best team in the league or anything, but do you believe? Like, are you in that place? Because I've seen folks that were like, hey, man, stop talking about the playoffs, right? They were not in that place. It's honestly, there was a point where I was just sitting and marveling that this team is here after starting 0-3, after 2-4. It felt like, look, I'm going to be honest about this. I've rode the roller coasters to some extent. Like, after that Seattle Seahawks game, I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, well, sure. We all were.
Like, Monday night at Seattle was an embarrassment. Mm-hmm. And for them to be here where another primetime game, which, again, they have not been pretty good in these moments. I think, Figgy, we were talking about this morning before the show. They haven't been in these moments and delivered. This is probably like
never delivered like this.
Yeah, like this has got to be one of the best, if not the best, moments that they've delivered, like performances that they've delivered in this time.
Just dominating.
They are the NFL's story today. Not Patrick Mahomes, not Travis Kelce, not Josh Allen, not just all the usual hits and suspects.
Not even Josh Allen on the other side, right? Because we've seen instances where, oh man, the Texans defense was good or whatever, but we're talking
What's wrong with the Buffalo Bills?
Exactly. What's wrong with Josh Allen?
Yeah, so do you believe? Do you believe has been the question. Let's hit the phone line. Figgy, I'll let you, because, I mean, yeah, our phone line extraordinaire. Let me know where we're going.
Yeah, let's go to Joseph Chavez.
All right, Joseph, what's up, man?
He's putting all his business out there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Yo.
Okay, so I have a question, or what I'm noticing. Whenever Mills is in the game, there's less offensive penalties on the line versus when Stroud's in the game. And I'm wondering, is it Mills at under center, or is it Stroud under center that's causing the penalties instead of just the offensive line? And then the other thing is whenever Mills is in the pocket, he's always finding the strength. He's in the pocket where he's moving towards the strength of the offense, and Stroud isn't.
Appreciate you, Joseph.
Look, I'm glad he went there. You know, there's going to be the Mills versus Stroud stuff, but I'm glad he went to just, you know, the actual sort of the process of the game.
Kind of comparison.
Yeah, the process of the game. I don't think that's a bad point, but let's remember this, and I think this is the most important thing. The offensive line has found some consistency.
Consistency is a funny word to use.
Consistency.
Yeah, they've done some moving and shaking over the last few weeks.
No, in terms of performance. They've found some consistency in terms of performance since they kind of switched, and then now they switch to my favorite, rotation on the offensive line. I was so happy. I didn't even see it. I was outside, and you texted that to me. This is going to be the likely offensive line. I was like, yes. but maybe there are other mitigating factors here. Davis Mills, even safer, or maybe quicker to certain reads. But I really think a lot of it is he's getting the time, and the offensive line is not, you know, tripping all over it.
No sacks in this game. Yeah. In fact, very minimally pressured in this game. Mm-hmm. Davis was talking about this after, and he gave credit to the offensive line. I think that is absolutely a part of it. They're finding a level of consistency on the offensive line, and lo and behold, look at what the offensive line is. A bunch of big boys, right? Mm-hmm. Ariante Ershery at left tackle, Titus Howard at left guard, which I want to salute Titus Howard. I always thought that it seemed like he might not be all that willing to move around, if for no other reason than D'Amico Ryans, Nick Cassero. Anytime they got to talk about it, they were like profusely thanking somebody. You know how when you have to ask somebody something that they don't want to do? How you make sure?
Can you work on a Saturday?
Hey, but no, I really appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
I really appreciate it so much.
I'd appreciate it. Like, that's what it felt like. Yeah. He's over there moving, and he's playing on the left guard, playing fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel what I feel about Jake Andrews, but he's a center that's helped coordinate and organize this. Ed Ingram has probably been the best offensive lineman this year, to my eyes, at, you know, getting being aggressive, physical. And then Trent Brown looks better than last week. Mm-hmm. And I think that big size, it gives them what they're looking for. But to the Davis Mills in particular, because I don't want to sidestep that, I do think that Davis Mills has managed the pocket pretty well. CJ was managing the pocket pretty well. Yeah. I think some of the things that people complain about with CJ, we've seen Davis do a little bit of that as well in this instance. I think that it's the growth of the offensive line. I think that they're finding a little bit of consistency. And I do think that Davis at the line, though, to give him his credit, it does feel like he does a good job of that.
You can see it.
Controlling the line, you know, getting protection set. It does feel like he does a good job of that. But I don't know that it's going to be so significant to where it's like Mills good for offensive line, CJ bad for offensive line. I don't subscribe to that. We'll see what it looks like when CJ gets back to playing. Back to the phone lines.
Missy, what's going on?
Hey there, guys.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, I almost said good afternoon. I'm rushing the day around. I just want to say I love you guys, and this is my first time actually getting through to y'all. So I'm waiting to go into a doctor's appointment, and I just wanted to say this is my first time, but I do love you guys,
thank you.
Do a great job.
Appreciate it. Do you believe, Missy?
Say it again?
Do you believe?
I do believe, and I'm so on a high from last night's game. It just is unbelievable. So I'm not saying the playoffs either, but heck, we're doing a great job. I just had a quick question on the Mills comment as well. Should we keep Mills in or put CJ in for next game?
Yeah.
We're here.
Is
this what we're doing? Is this what we're doing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, she threw a curveball. Actually, it's not a curveball. That was a layup. Okay, so we're going to have a Davis Mills discussion. Here's what I would say about Davis Mills, okay? Is it possible to have a discussion about Davis Mills without turning it into a Davis versus CJ debate? I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's possible. But let's just put it here, Reggie. I don't think, all due respect to Ron Show Hughley, I don't think we're ever going to forget what he did here in these three games. And I think when you talk about what the team is becoming, it started to really become that under Davis Mills. Should he be the starter? My opinion, absolutely not. But he has been spectacular. It is fair to compare and contrast what they're doing, as the previous caller did. It's fair to compare and contrast what they're doing. And if you want to be on pace guy, his numbers over the course of a 17-game season – are spectacular. Almost 4,100 yards passing, 28 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So we can talk about how good he has been and appreciate how good he has been. He may want to be a starter and probably now will be a starter in this league next year. But CJ Stroud is the guy until it all comes off the rails.
Well, I think we'll definitely have more time to talk about this in because I want to give it the time it's due because a lot of people are having this question. It's not just Mitzi. We're seeing this on the text line. I've seen people ask this on social media. I want to give it the time it's due, but I do also want to appreciate this. And I want to get to one more caller here as we're asking, do you believe? Like that's where I've started with this game. Let's go to Patricia. Patricia, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, I don't know about the believing thing. You know, I'm just one of those long-time, long-suffering Houston sports fans who I'm just waiting for another shoe to drop. I'm very excited after last night. But let me ask, it leads me to this question. Our defense, oh my God, I couldn't believe last night. I literally could not believe what I was seeing with my own two eyes. If we got the number one defense in the league, who's got number two? And what is? How does it compare to ours? And with their number two defense, what's their offense look like? What are we up against?
Off the top, okay, let me.
Ain't no comparisons.
Figgy said, yeah. We ain't not talking we about number two. Lions don't concern themselves with the opinions of sheep.
let me say this, though, because we're kind of catching that vibe with a couple of calls here. Believe. You asked the question, you know, believe. Because you're talking, I mean, I'm someone who has been burned and hurt and, you know, seen so much disaster and heartbreak over the last 35, 40 years. I get it, but believe, because Patricia, this defense is that good. And then second point, and I think this is crucial. There were two occasions last night when I thought, man, they're going to blow this. They didn't. The first one was the touchdown return on the kickoff after you settled for three instead of a touchdown that should have been. I was like, man, they're going to blow this. And then the fourth and 27. I was like, man, they're going to blow this. You know what happened? The defense answered on the second one. The offense answered on the first one. This is a different squad, man. This is a different squad.
Yeah, even Danielle Hunter said after that fourth and 27 or whatever, he said, we got to flush that play down the toilet and just focus on this play right now.
It's a different Texans defense.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Fourth and 27 could have broke a lot of teams,
too. It would have broken a lot of teams.
Yeah, it could have broken this team at various different points. And I just... I've seen just enough of them, the Colonels. I got a mustard seed of hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, according to the Athletics playoff simulator, 35% chance to make the playoffs after that victory last night, right? Like, that's not overwhelming, but there's a chance. And I think that I was interested to see, where is Houston now? If for no other reason, if nothing else, you should be buzzing after an island victory in front of all the nation. You broke the Thursday night football curse. Like, it had been slop. Mm-hmm. That was the opposite of slop, and that was a victory that you could be proud of.
And you broke Josh Allen's streak. He was 8-0 on Thursday night.
Yes, he was.
He's also 0-for here at NRG Stadium. That's the beauty. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We might return to the phones as we continue on a victory football Friday. But speaking of this defense, I mean, with defenses in the National Football League, when they get to an elite level, when they get to a historical level, people give them nicknames. It feels like the defense might be there. So let's prepare that. Question of the day. What is the nickname that you would give this defense, this elite defense for the Houston Texans? 713-572-4610. Let's workshop it next. Victory Football Friday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Your Texans here get a victory versus the Josh Allen-led Buffalo Bills 23-19. They drug Josh Allen to hell.
The Josh Allen bled Buffalo Bills.
Honestly,
it was so bad.
Dude, he got his ass.
I started feeling bad for him after that.
I went there for after a second.
After that seventh sack, I was just like, ooh.
What do you mean after the very first sack? Where you know, he escapes forward and Will Anderson Jr. just refuses to quit and hits him from behind?
But see, I was fine with that. But once it started getting late, I was just like, this dude is taking the beating, man.
He hurt his elbow.
Dude, he was twitching on the ground.
And his hand. Yeah.
Like, I'm always very aware when a player goes down, because you're like, all right, I'm trying to figure out what's happening. What's he dealing with? Is it significant? Is it not? I think we all are.
Yeah.
Josh Allen hit the ground and immediately he was like churning his legs. Like, he was like churning his legs as if to be like, yo, he's in real pain. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he was like kind of kicking and banging the turf. And I was like, oh, is he going to play further? Like, did you knock him out of the game?
Yeah.
He was in absolute hell. Now, of course, he's a tough son of a you-know-what, right?
I was
right?
just going to say that.
So I was like, once he walked off, I was like, oh, yeah, he'll be fine.
They kicked his ass. They hurt him in three different places at least. But I do have to say, as overwhelming, eight sacks, just frustrating him, and I didn't really feel that sorry for him. We got us. That is a bad dude.
Yeah.
That's a
big dude. Yeah.
And it's even more impressive that they were able to hit him the way that he's a big dude. They hit him, they brought him down, they made him feel it. Mm-hmm. That offensive line is a bunch of big dudes. They bullied them. Yeah. Like, this defense is something. And it's not just that, because it's easy with this defense to look at Will Anderson Jr., one of the best pass rushers in the league, mm-hmm. Danielle Hunter, one of the best pass rushers in the league, and just go, whoa, this defensive front. The back line got all of the turnovers. There's, you won 3-0, and it is number two in the backfield. Caleb Bullock with the interception with the Aziz Al-Shaair tipping it, right? Almost running that back or running it back for a touchdown that's ultimately negated by a penalty. Caleb Bullock with the interception that solidifies it. And a forced fumble. All the turnovers happen back there. It is a front and a back, a whole defensive unit that is an absolute menace that I have called the Death Star. And to that point, question of the day. Elite defenses usually have nicknames. What would be the nickname that you would have for this Texans team? 713-572-4610.
The Death Star has potential, but I think you'd have some copyright infringement problems there.
I don't think the copyright infringement is the problem. I think you need to, if you were going to do Death Star, you need to put a spin on it so it's identifiable, right? The great wall of Dallas, right? Is but it's like, oh, that reminds you of something, but it's specific there, right? Yeah. Purple people eaters, like it's reminiscent of something else, but you know exactly where to go, you know?
Yeah.
If you go, oh yeah, the Death Star defense, people go, but you want to have something that specifically ties you to the team, I imagine.
I like the Legion of Swarm. I like...
too derivative. We already, like Legion of Boom.
I like Swarm City. Yeah, I think I heard one of the players actually said, I forgot who, it was somebody that got drafted or signed. He said, Swarm City, let's go.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuck with me. I look at this as like, you coming in the NRG, Swarm City.
I like the ones that are, I hope not too serious. The Bayou Body Dumpers, someone said.
Okay.
All right, man.
I feel like
we got to turn this car around.
Yeah.
Now. Yep. Going back home.
Yeah, that one feels a little rough. I feel like Swarm, it feels like it should be there, but I also wonder if that might be a little too on the nose. And then if that's also not really local. But
what about Red Swarm?
Red Swarm, I saw.
Yeah.
I found that to be interesting. The only problem was they don't wear
always
red enough.
Wear red.
Someone was, the way that they played, like Hellhounds, which honestly, Hellhounds of Houston came to mind, and I was like, this might be a little too cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
I will turn it over to our cheesy expert, John Lopez. Is Hellhounds of Houston too cheesy?
That's a little bit too much alliteration.
Okay,
right.
Well, I just because like they are dogged in their attack on the pass rush, like that red very much devious, devilish, hellacious. All of that came to mind, so I was like, that was one that came to mind for me. Are there any other thoughts for you? Raging Bulls, Bull Rush comes in on the text line. Fig, where you at?
Yeah, I'm still at Swarm City, to be honest,
Swarm
man.
City?
I can see it all on the walls, the NRG and all that stuff, Swarm City. It kind of remind me of, like, the jungle. When you go to Cincinnati, the jungle.
Welcome
and that
in.
Type of thing.
Or House of Pain back in the Oilers days.
Yeah.
That was House of Pain. Now you got Swarm City.
We had Swarm City. Yeah,
I feel like Swarm City's really good. I just need one more thing on the... Like, for in my mind, it's like the Swarm City something.
What? Yeah.
Like, it feels like there needs to be a look... Because Swarm City almost feels like Clutch City.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it feels like, you know, if you're naming the
Which
defense...
Which might be a check mark.
It's Houston. Fair. Yeah, it's Houston.
Yeah, that might be a House of Pain 2.0. Nah. That's
that's Tennessee, man. Yeah, leave that in Tennessee.
That's a little bit of too much. Man, we're getting a lot of them in
there. There's a lot of them. H-Town Hive. I did think of like something that is Swarm related, like something that, you know, like somebody went Killer Bees, which of course you've already had, but something that feels swarmy.
It got to be swarmy. Even like I think I was telling somebody how the third down chant, the Swarm.
Yeah.
Like I loved it. That felt good last night, hearing that with a full crowd.
And they were feeling it because of how well they were playing and everything else.
Texans, Swarm.
Yep, they were feeling it.
Yeah, it got to be something with Swarm or Swarm related.
By the way, just an incredible atmosphere.
No, beginning it was good.
It was loud
in there too, man.
Those night games, it's like a temptress of the dark, man. I mean, it just makes everybody, you know, eat a little more, drink a little more, yell a little more. Yeah.
No, what's funny is, you know, usually we always talk about how empty it is at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when kickoff happened, it was kind of full.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, everybody in here. Mm-hmm.
Mm. The Swarm Hole? I don't know about that.
That sounds kind of like this is one of those things.
Is that the play
enough
on the Black Hole?
I don't know.
The Dogs of War defense. Okay. Interesting. Houston Hellhounds, not Hellhounds of Houston. Okay. I like what you're doing there to tidy that up. This is the thing, is the editorial process is necessary. One of the things I always find amazing or interesting about any of these nicknames, it's usually not something that's like, it's usually something that one person comes up with, somebody on, you know, at the paper or like a broadcaster that comes up and then it just kind of latches on.
Yes.
So it feels like it'd be like a newspaper man like yourself would have some insight into it. And yet you gave us Legion of Swarm. So
strong to very strong. I like this one from the 832. I don't know why. It just kind of hits me good. Pit Bulls.
That's it?
The Pit Bulls.
Okay.
That's the pit. That's the pit.
Who calls it the pit?
I don't know.
Okay. I feel like
that's too generic, man. Yeah.
You know, one of the things I also was trying to work off of as I was thinking about this, they are really big on hunting. Mm-hmm. They talk about this, hey, no, go hunt. And that was, honestly, Will Anderson Jr. talked about that in this game. It was like, I appreciated this from D'Amico, that his message was, just empty the tank. You're going to have a mini buy. It's going to be 10 days or so until you get Indy. Empty the tank. And those dudes did that. Like, that's a number of times with Josh Allen. It was the first iteration of either getting to him, touching to him, moving him off his spot was not what did it. It was the secondary continuing to hunt. And so I was like, is there something in Huntsman?
Mm-hmm.
Also, is all of this too forward focused? Do we need something that also incorporates the backside? Where I was like, is hunter-gatherers too kitschy?
You had me at first.
Is it too kitschy?
That's why I said,
the guys up front are huntering, and the backside, we're just going to grab all these footballs.
I'm with you. That's why I didn't do like sack whatever, and all that, because it's really the backside. That's why I kind of came up with Legion. Although I do kind of like this one. Where is it? They're coming in so fast.
Sons of Swarm is kind of nasty.
I like that one.
I kind of like that.
I like that one.
I like this one. Swarm Troopers.
Swarm Trooper? Ooh.
Swarm Troopers.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. We get Swarm.
Yeah.
We get the Death Star kind of evil empire kind of thing that it feels. I kind of like what we're doing there.
I kind of like that one, 936.
I kind of like what we're doing there.
The Swarm Troopers.
Swarmnificent.
That way it's not just the front, front four or seven or whatever.
Bull Rush. Mm-hmm. Okay, very Soldiers of Swarm.
Oh, yeah.
Texan Swarm City. Okay. Mm-hmm. Swarm Stampede. A lot of people were trying to get a Stampede in here, which feels like it could work.
Are they still rolling with the Stampede stuff? Like heavy?
I don't
because
know.
It seemed like they kind of, I think they got away from the Bull Rush. Well, I think that.
The Bulls on Parade?
Yeah, I think they got away from that.
Yeah. Yeah, they got away from that.
That's interesting. Somebody said you're not getting any better than Bulls on Parade, and it might not be. Like, are they going to be just the Bulls on Parade Part 2, 2.0? Either way, I think
I don't like that.
The most interesting thing when it comes to this defense is just that they are playing at that level where, I mean, you have everybody, because that was the beauty of an island game, everybody watching Thursday Night Football. One, also because it was an actual Thursday Night Football game worth watching.
Yeah.
And everybody in football is gushing over your defense. So get ready. You're in the limelight, and they have an opportunity to continue to bask in that limelight. Next few games are going to be in that same vein against the Colts, against the Chiefs. The league is watching, and of course the defense is ready to answer. Department of Swarm. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
I think we're getting somewhere.
We are getting somewhere. Yeah, we're close.
Let's send this over to Doug Vossett.
I can feel it.
You know what? I said that you need a newspaper man to get it right. Clearly Lopez isn't helping us. So how about coming up next, we welcome in Brandon Scott, who is a newspaper man.
Hurt.
And I feel like he will he will actually give us some insight here as well as we going around the NFL next.
Right
in your face.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.